From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. For travelers across a wide swath of Europe, as well as for many people trying to fly across the Atlantic, the disruption continues as a huge cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland is keeping thousands of flights grounded today. NPR's Rob Gifford is among those caught up in the chaos. Traveling back from Shanghai, he has spent days trying to return to London and was hoping today to board a train in northern France.
Anyone who's trying to get to Britain is converging on Lille, the town where I am now, to try and get on to the Eurostar trains. And Eurostar, that go underneath the English Channel, they've laid on extra trains to try and take the capacity. But there's a long backlog, and the tickets are very difficult to come by.
NPR's Rob Gifford. The drifting ash cloud, which can cause extensive damage to engines on aircraft, has shut down many of Europe's airports. British authorities closed the country's entire airspace, saying they're not expected to be any flights over England until tomorrow. The news of civil charges against investment giant Goldman Sachs roiled the markets at week's end. The Securities and Exchange Commission suit against Goldman alleges the firm failed to disclose to investors vital information about complex financial instruments it was marketing. Art Hogan is a stock market analyst at Jefferies & Company and says the probe could well widen.
It's impossible to know what the SEC has in terms of other cases. This is the first one that this division of the SEC has put together. So, you know, obviously there's going to be some fear that there might be a backlog of other cases that are out there. And we won't know that until we do.
Securities regulators filed civil fraud charges in New York, contending that along with a hedge fund, Goldman created an investment product in which it actually stood to benefit as the housing market weakened. On Wall Street, all the major stock market indexes fell more than 1% today. The Dow was down 125 points to close at 11,119. The Nasdaq lost 34 points today. President Obama says he will veto any financial regulatory overhaul legislation that does not adequately deal with the issue of derivatives. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's comments came after his opening statement at a White House meeting of his outside economic advisors. He was asked if he'd veto the bill if, as passed, it doesn't do enough to regulate the financial industry.
I want to see what emerges, but I will veto legislation that does not bring the derivatives market under control and some sort of regulatory framework that assures that we don't have the same kind of crisis that we've seen in the past.
During prepared remarks, the president also answered Republicans who charged that the law would lead to more government bailouts of big banks. He said that is wrong. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leadership says the party is unified in opposition to the bill as currently written. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Crude oil futures fell $2.52 a barrel to close at $82.99 a barrel in New York today. You're listening to NPR. On the third anniversary of the shootings at Virginia Tech that claimed the lives of 32 people and a lone gunman, a new government report is finding that targeted violence on college campuses is up sharply. The study by the FBI, Secret Service, and the Education Department looked at everything from serious assaults to incidents like the 2007 Virginia Tech shootings. Officials say the figure rose from 40 cases in the 1980s to 83 since 2000. The United Nations has praised Tanzania for granting citizenship to more than 160,000 refugees who fled neighboring Burundi almost 40 years ago, appears as Fabio Quistarkton reports.
The UN said the decision to offer so many Burundian refugees Tanzanian nationality was the largest and most generous such naturalization. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, described it as an historic moment and urged other countries with long-term refugees to follow Tanzania's example. The bulk of mainly Burundian Hutus fled ethnic violence and the Tutsi-dominated army back home in 1972. The UN said most were no longer confined to refugee camps and had largely integrated into Tanzania's society and economy. As recently as 2000, Tanzania was home to the world's largest refugee population of almost 700,000 from Burundi and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Giant General Electric posted first-quarter earnings numbers that beat analysts' estimates. Shares of GE, which makes everything from jet engines to light bulbs, have more than tripled since reaching 18-year lows just over a year ago. GE shares are up roughly 68% over the past year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.